Do you ever get like far into like I don't know if like white Baptist church do this. Do you ever get into like the new black churches when they have like they're called like f not fa church fathers or something? There's like church fathers who like you can't get divorced unless the church fathers like you have my
Okay.
blessing. So they get like real into shit like that. Where like you're in there and that some dude could you could be like I'm
Damn.
getting divorced and the church father could just be like no you're not.
Damn.
I'll say when you get divorced.
That sucks. That's a really stupid system.
It's a fucking
Some guy that fucking like speaks in tongues and steals money from people is controlling your life.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Well, they yeah, it's there. There's still room for like, because if you can go, if you can like some of those, Spud lives next door to one. I don't know if they go that ham in terms of like telling who you can marry or whatever, but it's like a 4 hour tirade of hate speech against white people.
Sick.
So if you got someone that far off the reservation, you can quickly be like,
Oh
oh,
yeah.
and yeah, by the way, dude, don't let the white man say you're going to get a divorce.
Then you just
I'll talk to your wife and I'll let you know like what's good with this divorce and
for
whatever.
certain.
Boy, that gets like it boils into a cult. And there's
Yeah.
definitely I could be pretty sure there's white versions of this,
That's
I'm
probably
sure.
the preacher that's fucking in Spud's driveway.
Oh, dude,
Probably
no
takes
doubt.
him across the street, dumps on the wall, fucks a
I've
parishioner.
four dude, I've been hearing some tales about dirty preachers, bro.
Yeah, what's it, what are the
Yeah.
tales you're being
This
told?
is same just trying to be players, dude, trying to get pussied.
Yeah, preachers. I think yeah, it seems to be something you hear about in the African American community, especially. I hear it in some of the hip hop I listen to. They don't
Well,
like the preacher
the preacher
man
man.
that has a lot of money and the
I
nice
mean,
suit and the fucking.
true.
Now that's their problem.
Siphoning
White
money.
people, ours is they just are fucking the kids.
Yeah, we have How to Be a Player, Father O'Malley style,
Yeah.
dude. Father O'Melamy, dude. He's
He's
fucking.
getting you.
He's telling one fourth grader, he's like, I never even seen that little boy, man. I gotta get out of here. And he fucking
Yeah.
peels out.
Damn,
I
how to be a player for priests is really funny.
don't even know what you're talking about, man. See,
Here's
someone
the
see
rules of the
someone's
game, baby. You gotta wine and dine these motherfuckers. You can't let them fucking dude, just banging a fucking fourth grader and be like, I've never seen that man in my life.
Did you see How to Be a
Kid
Player?
finding the ball underneath the pillow, be like, whose toy is this? I don't know, baby. Come here.
Whose box of crayons?
Whose crayons are these? I don't know, baby. I've never seen those in my life.
He has like another picture hanging on the fridge. He's like, what the fuck is this, dude? I know this artist.
Yeah, probably like a turkey with a hand, a hand turkey. It's like, is that John's?
The name's clearly scribbled on like half the page. Oh my God. He
Yeah.
has those dinner plates where you like draw your whole family on. He's like, who the fuck's plate's that? He's like, yo, come on, baby.
Don't be
Baby.
asking questions. Come here, man.
Baby,
Come here,
baby.
come here, come
Well,
here.
that's his fault. You should never have your fucking hose in the rectory.
You can never
You're
have your
never
hose in the
allowed to have your
rectory.
hose at your place.
No.
So that's how you fall as a player, dude.
Yeah, as a true priest player?
But yeah, man, that
Yeah.
shit cracks me up. The church fathers and all that stuff is like my favorite thing right
That's
now.
wild.
Yeah, they can tell you cannot get a divorce unless they're like,
I mean,
I mean, you can just
any.
leave the. That's the other thing too. Like, you can't get a divorce. You can easily switch churches.
Yeah.
You can Google church like church zip code and like 19 of them pop up.
Yeah, you can walk another block.
So if you feel oppressed by your church father, just fucking stop going to that one.
Come to the Catholic Church, the white Catholic Church. Just don't have kids. Well, have kids,
Have
but
kids, yeah.
just keep a good eye on them because there's some players.
True.
The players are out there. And the thing that sucks is you don't know who's a player
You
until it's
don't,
way
dude.
too late.
That's the game, dude.
Well, because they all seem a little gay. So you can never, they're all weird dudes,
True.
obviously. They believe really strongly in God.
Oh my God.
They dress in goofy outfits and they're all very weird men.
Yeah.
Have you ever met a priest that wasn't a fucking weirdo?
No.
They're weird boys.
Well, even though I met one in high school who seemed cool, and the more I think
Yeah, you
about
get
it.
older and like, yeah, we had one. He was like showing everybody his CD collection every day. He'd be like, damn, he's the man.
Yeah, that's
And you get a
weird.
little older and you're like, what the fuck was he doing?
Yeah, why does he show me that?
Yeah. Was he
Yeah.
trying to be cool?
Dude, yeah,
Which I
that's
guess,
weird.
you know, that would be something they probably game planned. They were probably like, all right, go be relatable to the kids.
For
Like
sure.
somebody probably told him to go do that or something.
For sure.
Or he just, you know, got his rocks off being like, hey, I'm one of the cool guys.
Check this out. I
Check
like
out
rock.
this fucking DMX CD.
He was
Don't
listening
tell
to
anybody I
DMX.
have it. No. He had like Will Smith.
Did he really?
Yeah, shout out.
Dude, imagine bumping Will Smith in the rectory with all your fellow priests. They must have got
They
crunk.
must have got
They
crunk.
did get fucked up.
Damn, how much do you think they were all secretly beating off?
But all of
Just
them.
like, kind of like, I gotta go upstairs. And then be like, I know he's beaten off. And then a
For
minute
sure.
later, you're like, I'm going upstairs.
I went upstairs
It's
too.
just an unwritten, like, You can't tell.
Do you think they had like special fountains for like fleshlight cleaning?
Definitely.
massive, people were coming in like, dude, get that thing out of the fucking holy water fountain, dude. Imagine cleaning your fleshlight in holy water.
Matt, don't even say stuff like that.
I'm just saying, dude.
That pisses me off.
You go in and fucking dip your hand like, dude, come on. You're only allowed to soak it at nighttime.
You're pissing me off.
Dude, imagine that.
You're pissing me off right now. You're talking about fleshlights in holy water? I don't like it. Come on, man.
I mean, where else are you going to clean them? Take a nice bath, dude.
Just baptize it. That's what the baptismal, the fountain up front. You baptize your fleshlight.
Just fucking chrisming the pussy hole, just being like.
Playing with it.
Nice, dude.
A little sign of the cross on the.
Little butthole.
That's no good, dude. This is junk. This is blasphemy.
This is junk.
That's junk. But doing the sign of the cross with your thumb on a clit.
On a fleshlight. I mean, could you imagine
inappropriate stuff?
Do you imagine the pussy they get? A Catholic priest?
A priest?
Dude, when they're like, the lady comes to you, she's like, I don't know what to do, Father.
Our sex life is bad, Father.
Yeah, like, I don't even know how to talk about this.
Oh, I haven't come in 3 weeks.
Husband died. Who else can break a bay off of some D? Who else can break a widow off of some D, dude, without anyone knowing?
Do you think the broads like it, too?
Yes.
There's a guy who promised God he would never fuck anybody.
Dude.
And your pussy is strong enough to break a covenant.
You ever hear of a story called Adam and Eve, bro?
Come on, bro.
Come on, dude.
Tale as old as time.
They fucking love that shit.
Damn, God hates women. That's why.
Well, he
did. Always trying to fucking break his covenants.
Well, they can.
They can with the sniz, dude. That's why sniz is the devil.
Yeah, dude, that's what the snake
was. That's why we should kiss, dude.
We should kiss to end all fucking blasphemy. To
stop all this bullshit. I think that's how they get there.
What?
To kissing boys.
Yeah,
I think we just figured out the equation.
They're like, dude, I'm going to tell you what, man.
We're on a chalkboard right now. It's just like, got it. We finished the equation.
Drop the chalk.
Yeah, that's how you kiss boys.
Pretty much, man.
Yeah, you're like, have you heard of Adam and Eve? We should fuck.
That's what the snake was. That's sweet. Sweet fucking Eve sniz, dude.
Yeah, man. The priests, I don't know. They're not a good, ambassadors. I think that they were cool, like back in the day, like the French Revolution priests, they were fucking balling, dude.
They were chilling.
They were in Senate, like, no, dude, we're keeping our land. Fuck you guys.
Well, back then it was like,
yeah, it was cool to be a fucking bishop back then.
I was still terrified of the bishop, bro, when I was like, I had confirmation age.
Yeah, Bishop.
I didn't memorize my questions. I thought he was going to ask me a question. I was going to be like, oh, and he's going to be like, to hell.
Damn.
I was scared of the bishop. But yeah, man, that was that was one of the top dogs, dude, forever. It was like political king guy, warrior type dude, priest. Other than that, peasant. That was it.
Yeah.
There's four options.
Yeah, there's the three estates. That's what they talk about.
Yep. Priest fell from favor.
There's guys who pray, guys who fight, and then just. Yeah. Lords.
Now it's just blogger, comedian, musician.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. The rest are peasants.
True.
Podcasters.
Podcasters are now kings.
It's pretty much is this pretty much podcasters, vloggers?
Damn. Rogies. He's the god emperor.
For sure.
True. You're Robespierre, dude.
I am fucking Robespierre.
You're just a dirty little revolutionary. I don't like it.
I can't believe you said those things about the fucking holy water.
You said that.
That was me testing you, dude.
You said that. You said you wanted to clean fleshlights in holy water.
I said that's what they probably
Your
do.
Your fucking Christian scorecard is low today, dude.
No,
you got a bad score today.
Are you telling my CSC?
You got a bad score
I'm trying
today.
To. I'm calling out the people ruining the faith.
How so?
I'm trying to let people know I'm
it
not
seems
with
like
this
a false
shit.
Allegation. I don't think any priest has ever cleaned a fleshlight in holy water.
And do you think no one ever came to a floating fake vagina? And like one of the dudes that holds a basket was like, Father.
No.
You think someone that like carries the basket around and gets dollar bills?
Well, that's what those that's what they double as is bull scoopers to get the cum out of them. All right.
You think they do that? They're like, I don't want to disturb Father. So there's some guy every morning who like takes it out and just like stabs it in the rectory and get out of here. Be gone. It's like, Father, one of those fake vaginas appeared in the holy water again.
Oh, not again.
Don't worry, I took it out and destroyed it. I took it out in the woods.
Keeps happening. The devil is afoot.
I took it out in the woods and fucked it.
We mustn't tell anybody. Don't tell anyone that I keep leaving them in there.
That was so funny, because at my church, they had a They had a lady who played the organ who would like constantly go outside and like smoke cigarettes between the things. Thinking about some dude is burying a fleshlight. She's like, what are you doing out there? He's like, nothing. Get back there.
He thinks it's like Pet Cemetery because they keep coming back. He's burying it and it comes back a day later.
Coming back as like hot teenagers in like hot dresses and Easter. He's like, oh, God damn it, they're back. Oh, man, hilarious. God damn it. Did you have any wild, you have any people in your church that were just totally wild out?
Yeah.
What were they up to?
Drugs.
Really?
Just, yeah. Well, it wasn't like a church, I don't know. We didn't have like a church group.
No, I'm saying anyone that like you would pull up, like you would go to mass and there'd be the one person there, you're like this fucking weirdo.
There was a family, there was like a very shitty family.
Was there?
They would always disrupt the mass. Like, just not stop. Just be loud, farting, talking. And then I think later it just became our family.
You guys took over.
I think there was several, yeah. If you farted, my dad would hit me like every mass. He would make me sit next to him and he would hit the back of my head.
If you did anything.
Because I couldn't stop laughing. Every mass I was ever in, it was crazy.
Yeah, we used to get separated, me and my brothers. There was a bunch of us. So we would like sit as far away from my parents as possible, play grab ass.
Yeah.
Talk about, like, we would literally just, like, pat each other and, like, tilt our head towards someone we thought was hot and be, like, nodding, like, dude, I totally would.
Your dad must have been just furious.
He was so mad. He would fart.
When you fart, it's over.
Your
it's
dad
over.
Smelling a fart in church and hitting you with a scowl is the funniest. Just, like, looking at three people being, like, who the fuck? Like,
well, silence.
He's so afraid of making a noise in church, but he also has to address the fart. He's looking at you guys like, you get out of here. You guys are getting fucked up. You guys fart in church. Yeah. And we'd be like, what's it mean? Was it me, Dad? Was it me? I thought it was. Just whispered. I didn't fart, Dad. Dude, the best was if I would kneel, a fart was coming, dude. If I kneeled down, a fart was coming.
Damn, you're kneeling nonstop in church.
I know. Nonstop. I would kneel down. I used to do a thing where I would like wiggle back and forth, let my nuts smack my legs. I would do that for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Bust a fart.
Wiggling back and forth and swinging your nuts because your nuts are new. Yeah. This was a point in your life where they just dropped. So you would swing back and forth and be like, this is crazy.
I was just ping ponging them back.
I would always
try
to sit too. If no one was looking, put your ass on the pew, get fucking hit. Which is crazy to hit your kid for that.
I never even thought about touching butt to the pew.
I would touch butt to the pew.
My mom and dad were total.
They were psychos.
They were eagle's eye against it, dude.
Well, that's because they were embarrassed because the family behind you would be like, look at this pussy. You can't even kneel. You know what I mean? The shame of having a kid that would sit.
We had a couple fat families.
Yeah.
Who were like there and the whole fat family with their butts would go to the the whole fat family would like, yeah, their butt would be on the pew.
Yeah, well, it starts with the father.
True.
If your dad is somebody who's willing to put his ass on the pew, you got a weak family.
Dude, that's
your family is soft.
That's fucking bullshit. You might as well leave. If you're going to put ass in the pew as a dad, you might as well leave your family.
I can't even imagine if seeing my dad do that.
My dad has like real like knee problems, dude. I don't think his ass ever hits a pew.
If I saw Phil do that.
Pregnant ladies can do it. That's it.
Yeah, true. And geezers.
Geezers, yeah, there's a lot of strong geezers who refuse.
The geezers still refuse. This is,
but yeah, if a geezer must, like an old lady, for sure.
Without a doubt, today, I have no doubt I would sit on the pew.
Oh, I've been to church recently, dude. I'm fucking butt up.
If I'm at a wedding or something.
Oh, it's drill. It's
no chance.
You're talking about not kneeling at all?
I would kneel, but just sit.
You're going to put your butt on the pew?
Bro, I don't care.
Fuck, not me, dude.
You're right. It's not like I care.
But, like, dude, Brittany's fucking pregnant. We were at a wedding, and she, like, leaned back and her butt hit the pew, and I caught myself being like, dude, chill.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I'm a fucking psycho. She's pregnant. And I'm like, she shouldn't be kneeling like this. Because she literally can't. Her belly would be, like, smashing. That's the thing. But, dude, I still pop butt off the pew, and I'm, like, looking around, dude, at all
Better
times.
Not be sitting.
Like, I'm scanning.
Who's sitting?
I'm scanning, being like, what the fuck, dude?
Wow.
It pisses me off.
It ticks me off.
Dude, I think I might have once slumped. And my mom was like, are you serious? There's people out here that probably, you better get your ass off that pew. She would spaz. Did you guys leave early?
Yeah, right after communion.
Ooh,
the walk-off.
Bro.
The walk-off. That would be if, my family has done, as a family, hit that, which makes no sense.
Had the communion,
as a kid, I would do it, but like.
Sign of the cross and
you
out.
You got communion, so you just leave.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
That was to get the, well, that was the whole point of the church.
But. You did have to otherwise just sit there and listen to fucking announcements for no reason.
True.
After communion.
And battle the parking lot out. Battle the parking lot. Yeah, we, My not only so I would like I leaving after communion was out of question.
This is church talk.
Yeah, this is church. If you don't know what this is, sorry.
If you don't know what this is, sorry. Get to church. This stuff will be relatable.
But yeah, the after communion, they made it a point, like the song, you know, the last
song's just ridiculous. You got to sing a song with all these fucking weirdos.
Yeah.
And then listen to announcements like the rectory will be serving bakery. It's just like,
Hospitality what? Sunday was lit, dude. Mini donuts, lemonade, ice tea cooler. That was like once a month, dude. Hospitality Sunday. That's when I was like, this is when the reels come out and feast on fucking donuts, dude. Everyone else left, dude. You guys played yourselves.
Wow.
I'm about to eat like
up
900 munchkins and chase my cousin around the church basement, dude.
That's
fuck
fun.
You. It was awesome.
That's fun. But you better watch out down there.
If you
take a wrong turn in that maze, you got a hungry boy waiting
true
for you.
There's no such thing as free donuts, dude, in the Catholic church.
Somebody's getting got at the fucking after party.
Yeah, man, that was fun. I remember just looking at my mom and be like, din, 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 din. I'd be like, all right, mom, the music's playing.
Yeah.
She'd be like, not until the priest passes us with the cross. I'd be like, God fucking damn it.
Oh, yeah, you got to watch the priest walk out.
Priest has to walk out before you can
fuck,
even think
about
even
it. I haven't thought
dude.
About this in years.
Yeah, man.
I forgot about that. You got to wait for that fucking idiot to leave.
Yep.
How do you feel? You have to be against homilies now. You could be delivering some sick sermons.
Oh, dude, I listen. I used to like purposely channel them out. Now I go and listen to them. And I'm like, bro,
homily sucks.
You have these people's ear, and this is what you're bringing?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, dude. In my, once again, I have a decade full of shit I want to do.
And then you think you might
45,
join?
45, 50s. I'm not joining the Catholic Church. I'm going to start a fucking church.
You should join the Catholic Church.
That would be tight. If they would
you
let me
save
speak,
the church.
If they would let me, I might. I might do another Lutheran Reformation on the Catholic Church.
New Pope.
I might become a deacon just to dose an entire parish.
Just go to jail for dosing them. It's a sick move.
It'd be tight.
Tabs of acid on the communion.
Just some liquid, bro.
Ooh,
some couple
watch
drops.
Out now.
I think you mind stirring that up a little bit?
Yeah. You'll be the first priest to forget his fleshlight.
True.
In the
that'd be funny. That would be like that would do that. That would hit the papers, and they'd be like, not the worst thing.
Yeah, that would be one of the worst things.
Really?
That, people would be more upset about that than a fucking if you banged a kid.
Are you sure?
If people open the paper and were like, oh, another priest fucked a kid, they'd be like, all right, whatever. If they open it was like, a priest dosed his parish with acid. This is crazy, yeah.
But then I did Hospitality Sunday, dude. I would just trap everyone. It would be a nice casual lock-in.
Look, as if I know the media at all, they're going to leave out that you did Hospitality Sunday.
You think
they're going to fucking leave out. They're going to the story's going to end with you, you know.
True.
Date raping your...
Well, I wouldn't do any of that.
You wouldn't get anybody?
No.
All right.
I'd be like, all right, guys.
Listen, at this point, you've probably been in the, you know, seminary for a while.
True.
So you're hungry.
True. I haven't fasted.
You have the whole gang dosed up. You don't think you're taking someone down the basement, down the catacombs?
No way, dude.
Yeah, one of those boys down there playing gets lost in the catacombs,
dude,
runs into
first of all,
Father McCusker down there.
No, dude, because I would young pope the whole fucking squad coming into a parish.
You'd say, if anybody's gay, get out of here.
No, I'd be like, if anyone's gay, that's fine, but we're going to go roll the pedos up now.
We're rolling them up.
That's fine. Let's roll. Yeah, dude, I would just be a deacon.
It's crazy they can't roll the pedos up.
Who?
It's Catholic Church. Dude. I think the pedos have, like, too strong a lobby in the Vatican.
Oh, yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Every pope they elect is just like, I can't fix that problem. Because there must be the U.S. government's locked into these corporate lobbies, like big oil, all that shit.
Yeah.
Catholic Church is muddled with big kid ass.
That'd be tight if all their, you know, like they have the treasure. The big kid ass.
Big kid ass dominates the fucking Vatican.
Has the final say.
Yeah.
That dark money. Yeah, I'd be love to see all their like treasure. You know, they have like priceless treasures and shit and artwork.
Yeah.
It's just like kids getting their dick sucked and they're like, nah, dude, we would fucking sell it and help the poor, but like you guys will understand it's like really important stuff.
Yeah.
It's probably just like pictures of hot young kids.
The Vatican's artwork?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's probably just all the school photos ever.
They love keeping that shit. They love clout. Catholic Church is all about clout.
We should storm the Vatican. How hard would it be to storm the Vatican?
Pretty hard.
They have the Swiss Guard.
Swiss Guard would get us with like spears.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, some dude dressed like a dickhead killing you.
Well, does all they have is spears? Do they got firepower?
I'm certain they have firepower.
Dude, that would be tight to storm the fucking Vatican. How many fucking Swiss Guards? What, like 40 guys, 50 guys?
I have no idea.
We gotta start doing some research, dude. I need to see what the optics are like.
You should contact ISIS. I think they'd be interested in sacking Rome. You and ISIS could team up on this.
I mean, dude, I wonder what that would be like.
I think that would be, you know, same manager, or, you know, new manager, same rules.
True.
If ISIS got in there, it'd be no break for the kids.
I'd red wedding them, dude, because obviously it'd be me and a bunch of patriots. I'm like, nah, come on, guys. If we do, I'd fool them with gladiator handshakes, and then as soon as we're in there, dude, lock the doors and be like,
who you would kill the ISIS that helped you take the Vatican?
Yeah, definitely.
Treacherous.
I'm Robespierre, bro.
Robespierre. I don't know how this is going. I can't tell.
What?
If this has been complete gibberish. Yeah, whatever.
No, people know what's going on.
People get it.
Let me know. Shout us out if you want to storm the Vatican, dude.
No.
It'd be tight if it spread like Area 51.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, people are about to
2020,
spread.
We're going
to
storm the Vatican. But I thought we were good. True. We are good. We are good Catholic. We're going to take it back.
I'm going to go see all the dirty photos they have underneath the fucking Vatican.
Roll up the pedophiles.
Yeah, dude. I'm gonna storm it with my own fucking my two
You're
fists.
Gonna get knocked
I'm not gonna
out,
bring
dude.
Any weapons.
You're gonna get knocked out by just some Italian dude who's just hanging out. I'm gonna Vespa.
Some
gonna
dude's
gonna
stop pinching an ass somewhere and be like, "Oh, I have to go back to work now." Big time ass pinchers.
The Italians. What do you think of that?
That's what they do.
Really?
That's how the Pope fell off track. They went to Italy and they're like, "We can pinch asses here," and they're like, "Yeah, bro."
Oof.
He's like, "Anyone?" He's like, "Anyone." You can kiss totally normal, like grab a little boy and kiss his lips. It is. In Italian culture, it's totally normal for them to kiss anyone. Like, this is the perfect place.
So you think the problem with the Vatican is just Italians?
Yes. That's true. Everyone blames on homosexuals. It's like wrong.
No.
It's Italians, too.
It is the eye.
I could see how you'd confuse them.
True. They are very indiscernible. Wow.
Yeah, I could see how you. I could see where people got like.
Do you think they have that like Italian like catcalling towards boys?
You're sure. Like, oh, you're looking so nice. You look a little. The priests tip their fedoras down. Oh, come here. Oh, Amarone.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes is hot, dude.